I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Well, here's four words that don't immediately seem to go together. Sky, island, desert, seas.
Sky islands, one of my favorite places in the world. This refers to a series of mountain ranges in southwestern United States and northern Mexico that form an archipelago that connects the Rocky Mountains to the Sierra Madre Occidental of Mexico. And this is one of the most biodiverse places in North America, a blending of tropical and temperate species. And this is an area where I cut my teeth as a naturalist and an entomologist back in the early 70s. People would think, why would you go to Arizona during the hottest parts of the year? And it's during the monsoon season, so actually the rains drop the temperatures. And when you're up in the mountains themselves, it's very green, lush, and cool. And these lush canyons in the mountains were just havens for beetles and other insects there that are primarily tropical.
What's the desert seas?
Well, the desert seas refers to the fact that these lush mountain canyons are surrounded by much drier, scrubbier habitats. 10,000, 15,000 years ago, when southwestern United States was much cooler and wetter, these tropical animals had a much broader distribution. But as things began drying out, some species were able to adapt in these cooler, wetter mountain ranges, but they were stranded or marooned by these desert seas. The mountains of southeastern Arizona are such a naturalist paradise. Campgrounds are alive with other insect collectors, birders, herpers, people that are photographing wildlife, and it's just fascinating at night to walk around to the different campsites. It seems like every other campsite has someone who's interested in insects.
What did you see this time around that was particularly remarkable for you?
Well, for me, it was like seeing old friends, and it was the first time that I'd had a digital camera in my hands. So even species that I had seen off and on again for 30 years, I suddenly had a fresh eye, and I was excited to see them and try and photograph them. And so it was, I was just as excited to see the same old thing as I was species I had never seen before.
You have some photographs on your Facebook page?
Yeah, I have an album for my most recent trip to Arizona. It's of insects and other arthropods, and it's a photographer's paradise. I mean, there are so many big, beautiful insects, spiders, and other arthropods there. It's difficult to take a bad picture. Some of the species I photographed are known as jewel scarabs. This is a genus of scarabs that are primarily tropical in their distribution, but we have four species in the U.S. And one of the species is incredibly iridescent. They're emerald green with silver stripes, and they're being studied by scientists who are interested in the actual physics of iridescence and how that may benefit the beetles, and that's something we can talk about at another time.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.